hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. First show of 2026, and a special edition is what it's about to become, because we have a pretty cool thing planned for today's broadcast. We're going to talk to the inductees of the 2026 class of the International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame. Willie Klein, the guy I do the Level Up podcast with, is with us to kick it off as well. Willie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. We also got our really good friend Stephen Broadbelt with us as well, which is chairman of the International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame Board of Directors.
That's right. Yeah, and works at Ocean Frontiers there in the Cayman Islands as well.
Yeah.
And
kind of is like the owner, co-owner.
Yeah. The big Kahuna, is that the official title or grand poobah of diving, Steve, or what do you prefer? No.
The janitor.
The janitor, okay, the cleanup crew, fair enough. And, of course, Willie is involved with it as well. Not only does he do Scuba Diving Industry Magazine, but he serves as, the official title, helping out the Hall of Fame there in the Cayman.
Executive director, yeah. Okay. I relate to my title very similar to what Stephen does. I do all the cleanup.
Janitor. I think Grand Poobah, or something like that would be much more appropriate. But Willie came to me and said, hey, look, we got the class for 2026. What would you think about having them on Scuba Radio? I'm like, my gosh, are you kidding me? That'd be an honor. And so that's what we're going to do on the show today, is talk about the folks that were inducted into the International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame, which is quite a facility in its own right. I mean, Steve, why don't you just lead off and tell me exactly, why was this thing developed in the first place? What do you think?
Yeah, well, over 20 years ago, all of the pioneers, the people that built the industry, made it safer, made it more accessible, made it more popular, the growth of the industry, we're not the people that did this were not recognized. Since then, with over 20 years in, with just over 100 inductees into the Hall of Fame.
Nice.
We've really built a foundation of generations past and current generations, and a real platform for future generations to jump up from.
Yeah. I mean, there's no question. I've been in the industry for 30 years almost now, and I don't know everybody who's, blazed the dive trail or created the dive plan for us to continue on. It's really amazing to hear some of the stories that kind of laid the groundwork for the industry over the years, and that's what you guys recognize and feature, and it's, we should have started this a long, long time ago. It's only been in existence how long, the International Diving Hall of Fame, Willie? How many years?
20 years.
20 oh, it has years. Been that long already?
It has. And you know what I like to say? I think the best way to sum it up is, history lives underwater and we get to tell its story.
There
through
you go.
The people every year that we induct. I mean, it really, truly brings the history of diving alive. I mean, we've got every single Cousteau, I think, except for maybe a couple of grandkids have been inducted. All of our good friends, Neil Watson, which is a regular on the show here, he's been inducted. Stuart Cove, Peter Hughes. It's just a huge number of people here. And so they're joining a class of very, very, very unique individuals who really are the elite, the champions of our industry. And the whole industry has learned to dive because of most of these people that are in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. And the facility itself is quite impressive. I haven't yet been there myself. It's been on my bucket list for some time, but when you go to the Cayman Islands, you gotta go because you'll see some amazing, you know, artifacts and things, but obviously even dive deeper into the stories of all these inductees from over the years, right?
Well, you gotta have a day of rest. Everybody knows you gotta have that decompression stop that last day. Mm-hmm. This is the perfect thing to do on that last day. This is the best decompression day you can have. It's in a beautiful facility called Pedro St. James. It's out of town. It's on this beautiful bluff that faces the ocean. It is probably the most appropriate place that the museum ever could have been located, and it's really cool. Yeah. It's the grounds itself are beautiful too, and there's a restaurant there that's Thatch and Barrel, has great food. So it's a really cool kind of fun afternoon outing. Wouldn't you agree, Steve?
Yeah, so we had a staff Christmas party there just last week.
Yeah. Are you a little frustrated because you were the one that had to clean it up as the janitor in charge? No, I'm kidding.
No, I didn't actually. I just had to pay the bill.
Well, okay. Well, that could be a thing. That could get a little pricey maybe. But yeah, I've heard amazing things about the facility. And I've always thought it's so important to spotlight some of the pioneers. Like you said, we've had a lot of them on Scuba Radio, but there's a lot that kind of get lost in the mix. So, you know, they don't get as quite a bright a spotlight as someone like a Stuart Cove or a Neil Watson that we is kind of an everyday name. But there's a lot of folks that, this is a great way to learn about some amazing contributions that they've made to the dive industry over the year. You think, Willie? Over the years.
Yeah, you know, there's five people here on this call, and from far away is Malaysia, and they are five true champions in their own rights for the industry. And I'm really proud that last year, through Stephen's leadership, we inducted an all-woman class, which include Simone Miller, the very first Cousteau, the very first woman diver, pretty much known to people. Yeah. That was Jacques Cousteau's first wife. And then this year, we've got some incredible, our early pioneer is honoring the founder of Maris, that was actually founded the year that the Aqualung was patented. People don't realize that close association between Aqualung and Maris. And of course, now Aqualung is owned by Maris.
Yes.
So it's kind of full circle.
Well, there you go. Of course. Yes. And the class for 2026, was it announced at the DEMA show?
That was in Stephen's booth at the Ocean mm-hmm. Frontiers booth. We did the official announcement and had quite a nice little crowd there. And we had several of the folks that are here on the call today with us. Mm-hmm. And we really appreciate that. So, yeah, it was a great show. If you were at the DEMA show, you probably might have seen it. But we definitely hope that you'll come down to Cayman and come see the museum. It's really worth it.
Well, no doubt about that. Like I said, it's been on my bucket list for some time. Maybe I'll have to make that happen for 2026. Do we even have the dates or a time when, I mean, there's going to be a ceremony in 2026
A ceremony each year. It's usually in September. Mm-hmm. It's a really, the government just goes full out for it. It's a dinner. It's a wonderful evening. It's a true honor the way they treat the inductees. They also have some local honorees. There's people within the Cayman diving community that receives the honor as well. And it's a really fun week. We do diving. We do school visits. We go to different high schools. This year, three or four school visits we did, and talked to hundreds of kids about the careers in diving. It's going to be expanded next year. We did a poster contest at the school level, which was really cool for the arts side of it. So it's a whole week of interactivity and diving.
Excellent. All right. So we have the 2026 inductees with us today. Let's run down the list and tease everybody of what's coming up over the next hour or so, Willie. We got Amos Nacham. We got who else? Run down the list for me, Willie.
Well, we got Saeed from Malaysia, Saeed Rahman. We've got Thomas Cook from Aqua Hands, which is a deaf course director that does signing. It's fantastic. Him and I have had this incredible discussion at DEMA and an interview we did with him about how that wouldn't it be cool if the training agencies taught divers 20 or 25 underwater hand signals so you could actually communicate.
Other than just saying, okay,
yeah,
I feel weird.
I mean, how cool would that? I mean, he has no limitation. When he's underwater, he can talk to his students like above water. It's really cool.
Hey, we got people from Hawaii as well. So we got a lot coming up on the big show. Special edition 2026 inductees into the International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.